The next sermon is by Elder J.N. Darnell.
Corinthian brothers, and he said, Sure. that was created in past years and for the world again, and that those whom he comes to save, and there not be one of them lost. I don't care where they are. I don't care whom they are. I don't care of what so-called denomination their names may be upon. I want you to know. Down this temple that stands before you, he can tie down and whip. while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Now, it's a mystery, I know it is, and it is to me, how we can look at something we can't see. A blind man, naturally speaking, you tell him to look, and what good would it do to look at things he couldn't see nothing? But God's people, they have an eye that they see things that are not temporal. They are looking on some things that are eternal. In them things, Christ is over all things to the church for them. And I believe that he is the author and the finisher of our faith. And in him, the fullness of the Godhead body dwells. And if it's in him, and in him we live, move, and have our being, and he has power to give eternal life to all that the Father has given him. I just want to drop a thought here, too, in regard to what you said about the Father giveth thou me. I thought of that, and I asked him that, I think, the last time we were here on our way home. I told him I wanted him to tell me sometime when the Father gives his children Christ. He never had told me, I never have asked him no more. But I believe I'll tell you what I think about it while I'm here, and then he can tell me from some other time, or some of these other things. He giveth them me. I believe that he gives his children to his son before the world was. He gives him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as the Father has given him, showed that the Father gives him his children by coming. Now, he giveth the Son his children. I believe that he gave the first time that you ever knew anything about it was when you saw yourself a sinner. That's the first time, and you didn't realize then that the Father gave you his Son. Giveth them me. But when that sweet hope and that peace come, that's when you really hope that the Father has given you Jesus. And he didn't stop out, brother. Every time there's one of God's little lambs, whether he's a minister or whether he's a lamb or someone else, if he's just a little lamb of God, a wonder lamb, the sheepfold lion, to be fed with a comb that falls from his master table, every time that he is made to feast upon the riches of God's grace, he's given Jesus. Giveth them me. And I don't believe one of you preachers or preaching brother ever preached without being given Jesus when you did preach. I don't believe that one of the little lambs of Almighty God has ever been made to rejoice in Christ their Savior only when Jesus was given them. And when he was given them, they feasted upon him because his flesh is bread indeed and his blood is drink indeed. And they just continue giving his children Christ all the way. He just gives them a little here and a little there. Now that's my opinion, Wade. I don't know whether that's right or not. That's what I believe. So I'm glad. I think I've talked long enough. We've been here a good while. I've said what I've said and what I haven't said. I've just left it unsaid. And I don't know. And I sometimes get to the place, and it's just about that way when I got up here. I don't know how it's true. I told you the truth when I said if it's left to me, I think you the ablest sermon you ever listened to. I've got that much nature about me. to the place that I sometimes don't care whether I preach or not. I think it's all in his hands, and I know he can minister what he wants out of it, or desires out of it. I don't, some don't let you hear anybody say nothing about what God wants. I can't tell much difference in the word want and desire. Job used the word desire. He said, whatsoever his soul desired, even that he do it. I don't think he wants nothing like you and I want it. What he desires or wants, he gets it. Yeah. Does it. That's what I believe about it. I want many things that I don't get. But I'm glad to be here again. Glad to see each and every one of you. And let me say to you, one and all, if you'll call, our association, the Little River Association of Kentucky, meets on Friday morning before the fourth Sunday in August this year at my home church. And we would love to have some of you, all of you, many of you, come. I want you all to feel welcome to come any time that you have a mind to do so. So, thank you. Consider what I've said. Try it by the Bible and by your experience. And if it's no count, cast to the side. That's all we can say. May God bless you.
Mm-hmm.